Jay Montgomery is here with the local Sea Scout ship. Jay, good afternoon. Nice to see you.
Hi, Caleb. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, anytime I can talk about Sea Scouts is a great day.
And before we talk about Sea Scouts here, I didn't realize this until we talked to Larry this earlier this morning from the Power Squadron. You're actually, what, like the head guy at the local
Power Squadron? I'm the commander this year.
You're the commander. Congratulations, Jay.
Thanks.
I didn't realize that. You see, you don't really like to toot your own horn too much, do you, Jay?
Not too much.
All right. Well, we got to give you credit. Congratulations, Commander. I think you guys are doing a great job with the Power Squadron, talking about boating safety and all of that important stuff.
Great.
Now let's talk Sea Scouts, Jay.
Okay.
Tell us what a Sea Scout is.
Well, I'll do that, but I also want to point out that you're a former member.
I am.
In one of our success stories, college grad, working in a field that he wanted to be in. What could be better, right?
You can't get much better than that. No, you're correct, Jay.
Anyway, Sea Scouts is a program of the Boy Scouts of America. Everybody knows Scouts and Boys. Less well known are Varsity Scouts and Venturing. And even less known, unfortunately, are the Sea Scouts. But last Monday, we celebrated our... So we're just a couple years short of the Boy Scout program itself.
I remember when it was wondered.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Our mission is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetimes, guided by the Scout Oath and Scout Law. Now, that's exactly the same for all of the scouting groups.
But do it through sailing.
We do it a little differently. We do it on the water and have a lot of fun doing it. But the basis of the program is character building. And we work with all kinds of sponsoring organizations to provide them with a character, citizenship, and mental and personal fitness program for the youth that they're associated with. And we do that by recruiting adults of good character. We're very strong on youth protection, so everyone is vetted and goes through a background check and then goes through extensive youth protection training.
That's important that you talk about that too, Jay, because the Boy Scouts of America really do take the youth seriously, and that's an important point.
Yeah, that's our foundation. That's what we're all about.
Now you are the skipper of ship 109,
correct?
Which is here in Port Huron. And when we talk about ships in Sea Scouting, we call them troops. In Boy Scouting, we call them a troop, but in Sea Scouting, we call them a ship.
Absolutely right. And unfortunately, that confuses people. They think we're talking about the boat that we might be associated with, but our unit is a ship, and the boat we ride on is a boat.
And tell us about the boat or boats that you have.
Well, we have two groups, actually, in the Blue Water area, one up at Lexington, and then my group here at Port Huron, and we each have a council-owned boat. The one in Port Huron is a 27-foot Hunter sailing boat, and the one for Lexington is a 27-foot Mariner, both of which were donated some time ago by generous patrons.
Yeah.
And we use them as part of our summer program. But in addition to that, here in Port Huron, I get tremendous support from the yacht club. The boats we have literally are too small for the size of our ship here in Port Huron.
Yeah.
So we count on help from the boat owners, and they're very generous about taking the scouts out. But it's not a boat ride. It's a learning and training experience. They actually handle the boat.
Move things a little bit around on you there, Jay.
Okay.
So what is a typical meeting like? And what kinds of things do you learn?
Well, during the winter season, when we can't be on the water, we have an advancement program, just like the Boy Scouts do, but it's from a maritime perspective. So a big part of our program is learning to swim, all the way up from being a learning swimmer to our top rank, where you become a lifeguard. And learning boating skills is a good part of that. The program really revolves around the interest of the youth members, though. We do what they would like to do. So we've been known to go camping like the Boy Scouts. We go shooting. We just get into almost anything the Scouts are interested in. And my personal philosophy is, if there's the remotest possibility you can get wet doing it, that's a great Sea Scout event. But
well, that sounds good to me. You know, Sea Scouting is one of those things that I don't know if a lot of people know about it. And obviously, there's a lot of people don't realize that it's connected to the Scouting program. If someone's interested, what should they do? If they want to get involved, Jay?
Well, a great thing to do is to contact the local scout office right here in Port Huron. And they will connect you to whomever they can. And if you happen to be someone from out of town, they've got access either directly or through me to the other units in the state. There are 8 of them, generally speaking, around the lakes. We've got 3 units on Lake Michigan, the 2 here on Lake Huron, and we actually have some units inland, but they're on inland lakes or rivers or even creeks where they can get water experience. Not only do we sail, but we do some power boating when we have the opportunity. We're into canoeing, kayaking, surfboarding, scuba diving,
and, yeah,
you know, literally anything to do with the water that the youth are interested in.
Well, that's great, Jay. That program is for, I think you have to be 8th grade or older?
Yeah, you are 13 years old and an 8th grade graduate, or 14, and you can remain a youth member until you're 21 years old.
Now, you also have a program for the younger ones, too, yes, if they want to get interested in it.
Something relatively new. The Sea Scouts have always been looking for a younger group that could be a feeder to our organization. And 3 years ago, the Boy Scouts started a group called an Explorer Club, and it's for middle schoolers, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. We have one here in Port Huron. We're closely associated with the Holland Woods Middle School, and that's about a year old now. It's the 3rd one in the United States. There's one in San Diego and one in Cleveland and more coming, but we're at the cutting edge of it. And during the school year, we offer a STEM program that has a nautical orientation. It's been provided to us through U.S. Sailing, and it's a program called REACH. Excellent, excellent STEM program. And then when we get into the summer months, those Explorer Club members can come out and sail with the Sea Scouts just as if they were Sea Scouts. And our hope is that when they finish the 8th grade, that they'll roll right into our program.
Well, that's very good. So if a student or a parent of a student at someone at Holland Woods is listening right now, they can get their child involved.
Absolutely.
And all it does is, and how do you do that?
Well, a good contact at the school is Keely Barabo. She's on the administrative staff, and she's actually been a tremendous help to us getting into the school and getting the program developed there.
All right. Very good. That's a very unique thing that we have going on here in Port Huron, that exploring club. It's a nautical exploring club. And then we have our Sea Scout ship here in town. How many youth are in our Sea Scout ship here?
We just graduated 10 young men out of the Exploring Club program, and that doubled our size here in town.
Awesome.
We've got members, of course, that have been associated with us for 2 or 3 years, and we're very excited about the fact that we've had this much growth through the Exploring Club program.
All right. So you are, again, Jay Montgomery. We have the skipper of Ship 109 here, also the commander of the Port Huron Power Squadron. And I know you're not a big fan of titles, Jay, but we do want to let everyone know that you're a pretty busy guy.
Yes, I am.
You're very dedicated to the water. You're very dedicated to youth. You've been a volunteer with the scouting program for. You're a scout yourself too.
Oh yes.
You've been involved for a long time.
I joined scouting in 1950, and I've been registered and active ever since.
That's great.
And I say that mainly to point out to people that you can have a lot of fun and do a lot of good work in the program, and that's why I'm still a member.
I want to talk to you real briefly here. We had Timothy Branson on earlier this morning. He talked to Paul Miller. If our listeners didn't get a chance to hear him, very soon we'll have the podcast up on WPHM.net. And listen to what Timothy Branson had to say, because, man, his group of Sea Scouts down in Detroit are going to be taking a boat in the race.
Yep. They 4 years ago, someone donated a Mackinac racer called Sojourner to them. And over the last 3 years, they've been training aboard, bringing the thing back up to MAC requirements. And this year they're going to sail. Now, they've sailed the last 2 years on someone else's boat as crew, but this year they're on their own. They've got 3 adults and 5 scouts, and I think they're going to have the time of their life.
Do you think we could do something like that here in Port Huron, Jay?
Well, a little bit of a stretch, but I have seriously thought about it.
That would be very cool.
Now, we have brought boats back from Mackinac with our folks. Not the same as racing, but a terrific experience for the young people. You get 4 or 5 days on the water, operating and just doing everything required to take a trip of that length.
And by what you mean by that is, after the race is done, the boats need to get back either down here to Port Huron or Bayview or wherever,
yep,
and they take them back.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
And back in our 100th anniversary year in 2012, we actually brought back a dozen boats, various owners, some from as far away as Lake Erie at the North Cape Yacht Club, and several here from the Port Huron Yacht Club, and everywhere in between.
So what are your plans tonight, Jay? You're in Port Huron on boat night. What do you usually do on a day like today?
Well, tonight I have the opportunity to be part of the Commodore's party at the Yacht Club. I am a Yacht Club member, and I love being part of that group because they're so supportive of my favorite thing called Sea Scouts.
Yeah, we were talking to Reed Stromberg just about 20 minutes ago or so, telling us all about the big party that they have planned and the visiting Commodores that are going to come in for that. Sounds like a good time, Jay.
Well, I enjoy it. I won't stay late, but getting a little senior for that. But I'll have a great time at the Commodore's reception, meet people from other yacht clubs, and quite honestly spread the word about Sea Scouting.
Very good. Well, you might not see Jay out on the docks here tonight for boat night, but I bet you'll see him on the sailboat here real soon with some
I sure hope so. That's one of the greatest things of my life, is to get out with these kids and watch them learn and enjoy.
Jay, you're doing a really great thing. We have a great tradition of Sea Scouting here in the Blue Water area. You're helping to continue that, and very appreciate it. And with my time with your unit, I've had a lot of a blast, and I think participating in the Sea Scout program, being a member of your ship, going out on the water, I feel like I can talk sailing a little better on events like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gives you a little more background knowledge. So, yeah. Jay, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming,
Caleb,
on over here.
Enjoy
the ball. I
appreciate the opportunity.
And we will catch up with you either on the water or on the land or wherever. You'll be around here for sure.
Thank you.
Have a good boat night and enjoy yourself, Jay. That's Jay Montgomery. He's the skipper of Ship 109, Sea Scout Ship 109. He's also the commander of the Port Huron Power Squadron.